Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners. Here's some of the news of the week. Last Friday, the Department of Homeland Security sent out a stern warning to anyone who hopes to be an American citizen in the future, and it was about marijuana. The policy alert said, controlled substance-related activity and good moral character determinations. The memo, it stated that any violation of federal controlled substances laws, even for marijuana, remains a conditional bar to establishing, and I quote, a good moral character. Folks, this means that any foreign national who admits to or is caught smoking marijuana in the United States, even in a legal state like Colorado or California, or a medical state where their doctor has approved their use, will, and I quote, never again be able to establish they are a good enough person to become a citizen of the United States. That's like, wow. Now, this week's cannabis news intersects with this week's political news, as the crowded Democratic presidential primary field now has 20 presidential wannabes. One of the popular primary candidates from the great state of California is Kamala Harris. Senator Harris made her career as a tough-on-crime prosecutor in the 1990s and 2000s. She was a prosecutor, a district attorney, a state attorney general in San Francisco before being elected to the U.S. Senate in 2018. And even before Harris announced her candidacy for the Democratic primary in January of this year, she became out in support of full legalization in 2018. She supports legislation that would legalize cannabis and penalize states where marijuana laws are disproportionately enforced against people of color. Now, she was at a national forum of women in Houston this past week, and she talked about rectifying racial disparities in the criminal justice system, in giving those the most affected by the war on drugs a chance to benefit from what is shaping up to be a billion-dollar industry. And she said that the young men, mostly minorities, who were criminalized for marijuana offenses should not be excluded from the opportunities that are now opening in the industry. So, folks, be sure to stay tuned to Cannabis Healing, because as part of our weekly news update, we're going to look at each of the Democratic candidates' policies on marijuana legalization and social equity in this booming industry. And now, to change the subject, on to Hawaii, where taking a winter getaway just got a whole lot easier for medical marijuana patients. In early March, the Hawaii Department of Health announced that out-of-state medical marijuana patients will be able to legally purchase cannabis during their visit. So here to tell us more about it and about the process and how it works in Hawaii is Pedro Haro. He's the executive director of the Hawaii Educational Association for Licensed Therapeutic Healthcare. Pedro holds a master's degree in public health. He is the deputy director of Mental Health America of Hawaii. Pedro, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Aloha. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, certainly. We're happy to have you, too. Now, tell our listeners, what's involved in getting a visitor's medical marijuana recommendation in Hawaii? What do people need to do?
Well, we really pride ourselves in having developed a world-class system, which we're, I think, is shown in not just this out-of-state program, but in everything that the cannabis program here in Hawaii has produced. But essentially, for out-of-state visitors, we have an out-of-state program that they need to participate in, that they need to apply for. This out-of-state program is all done, the application process is all done online. It takes a few minutes just to be able to complete, and it's about $40 to be able to get the out-of-state card for Hawaii. Essentially, what they'll be doing is they'll be checking that you have a medical cannabis card from the originating state, and they will also need an ID from that same state. So if you're living in Florida and have an ID from Florida, but you have a cannabis card from Colorado, that's not going to jive. It needs to be from the same state. You need to have a, if you're originating from Colorado and are having a medical cannabis card in Colorado, you need to also have an ID from that same state that matches your name, obviously. Other than that, you scan those documents. You have to also be able to match one of the qualifying conditions for Hawaii, for the state. And other than that, it takes really only a few days to be approved, but you have up to 60 days to be able to apply for the card before you need it, before your visit. So you can apply much earlier on, and we recommend for people to give themselves about a week to 2 weeks before they actually need the card to apply. All of the information is laid out on our website, which is marijuanahawaii.org, and we have links to all of the pertinent information. We list down the documents that are needed, the fees that are needed, so that it's very easy for people to apply. But here's the beauty of it. Your card actually comes in via email. It's all digital, and you can just download it to your phone, or you can print it out if you want to carry it on you. So you never have to go anywhere. You don't have to wait for the mail. You don't have to be worried about when it's going to arrive, if it's going to be after you leave, because it will come directly to your phone.
Now, what I had heard, however, that applicants must also certify that they use cannabis for one of Hawaii's approved conditions. And
yes,
the conditions are AIDS, cancer, chronic pain, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, and PTSD. What if they have some other problem? Let's say they have cancer.
Well, we do have some others that are part of that list. So cancer is included as one of those. So is rheumatoid arthritis. And so are things like severe nausea or seizures or Crohn's disease. So we do have a robust list of conditions that are covered. However, if your condition is not covered, there's not much wiggle room there. You need to be certified with one of the conditions that Hawaii has already approved. We have them listed on the website in case your listeners want to scrutinize them more closely. But essentially, the medical program here in Hawaii is only approved for those conditions that are approved for the local population as well. So if you don't match one of those conditions, unfortunately, you're out of luck.
Now, what about people who, let's say, live in Mexico or Argentina or somewhere in Europe? Because we have a lot of listeners mm-hmm. from all over the world. Can they do the same thing?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, no. Right now, Hawaii does not recognize medical cannabis cards from anywhere else outside of the United States. That's certainly a possibility in the future, and I think that's probably one of those issues that overall we have to face as an industry across the United States. But Hawaii, in particular, does not accept medical cannabis cards outside of the U.S.
Now, this so-called law, let's call it a law, how long did it take for it to become law? I mean, mm-hmm. was there a lot of discussion? Were there some people that said, you know, no, we don't like this? How did that work out?
Well, initially, we have one of the oldest medical cannabis programs in the nation. Our medical cannabis program was signed into law in the year 2000, way before many of the states that now have very robust programs had passed their laws. However, it was a grow-your-own operation at the time. It wasn't until 18 months ago, about 18, 19 months ago, that the first dispensary opened. It took a long time from the year 2000 to the dispensary system being set up and approved and finally began to operate. So it took about a year and a half for the launch of the dispensary system for the out-of-state program to be able to be launched. I think the vision had always been to be able to include our visitors as part of this, as long as they qualified for all of the conditions that were approved and followed all of the same recommendations that local people have to follow. However, the It didn't launch until now because we were really waiting to see what the local demand would be and whether the local dispensaries would be able to meet the residents' demands. So after 18 months of being operational, it's a resounding yes. The dispensaries are operational in each of the counties. They are providing products to the patients that are living here in Hawaii and now have been able to ramp up to be able to take in the new visitors.
Now, I read somewhere that there are only 8 dispensaries in Hawaii. I know you have, different, islands. Mm-hmm. Where are the dispensaries?
So there is at least one dispensary in each of the counties in Hawaii. The only 2 islands that don't have dispensaries are 2 of our smallest islands, which are the island of Lanai and the island, which is privately owned, and the island of Molokai, which are very, very small communities. But they are part of the larger Maui County, which does have 2 dispensaries in its county. Each of the other islands, the Big Island, Kauai, Oahu, has dispensaries throughout the counties. And we believe that the Department of Health set this in a very smart way. They really wanted to get geographic representation because right now, in traveling between islands, it would be difficult to be able to, if you were a patient on the island of Maui and all of the dispensaries were concentrated on the island of Oahu, that would be very difficult, obviously, for the patients in Maui. So they really have a very well thought out system that was originally designated to make sure that local populations had access to it regardless of where they lived. And so that will also be a benefit for the out-of-state patients to be able to have access regardless of the islands that they visit.
Well, thank you. I think we've got a lot of good information, and if you ever have any more information, new things happening, we'd love to have you on again. And thank you very much, Pedro.
Thank you so much for having me. Aloha. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. And thank you for being with us on Cannabis Healing. And to all our Cannabis Healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. Please visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy and happy, and do stay in touch with us. I'm Paxton Quigley.